path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
What's up, you little bitch?
Yo, how are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Wow. You look great.
Thanks, you too, man.
Oh, thanks, man.
It's a beautiful day. Beautiful day out there, and everybody looks good, and it is Friday, though, right?
It is, thank God.
And Jesus,
you know, really.
The end of January, yeah. The longest month of the goddamn year. Like, I thought it was over yesterday. I was like, oh, my God, January's over. I didn't realize it was another day. But it's the longest month of the year. Not that February is going to be like, time to go swimming, but we're getting a little closer. Because after the Super Bowl, all there is really to look forward to is St. Pat's. That's like the next
thing. Maybe it'll be warmer.
Yeah, I sort of associate St. Pat's with sometimes being sunny and warm.
Sure, it has been before.
Yeah, having a T-shirt on.
Well, that's really exciting.
Yeah, really exciting. This, you know, I can be done with this. How's the fam?
Looking forward to St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, that's it. Well, there's nothing. This is the worst part of the year.
Fine. Yeah, the
worst part of the year.
Everybody's good.
Everybody's good.
Yeah,
no problem. Boys had baseball last night. Was that night before?
My youngest had baseball last year.
When does the practice stop, or this is not school-related?
It's not school-related.
Okay. So he just does it year-round. Some of it's school-related.
It takes time off for football.
Okay.
And then they come back, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, when does that...
He just sits in a gym, and I don't know. He's in this giant gym, and they practice fielding the ball out.
When do they do that?
What do you mean?
Like they're doing... That's what they're doing now, is just sitting in there practicing
fielding?
Yeah,
they started like in November, and they go... All the way through, and then they'll start playing baseball, I don't know, somewhere around May or something.
Did they do that when you were in high school, like the practice that much? I don't remember. I was an athlete, but I don't remember my friends who were being busy with sports.
We practiced in the
nearly
summer.
As often. Right, I remember football players went in the summer, like in August or something.
Yeah, they went early.
To start getting ready. They did 2 days or whatever.
Baseball, I don't know, we just practiced when the season started.
Yeah, I felt like it was during
like 2 weeks before, we practiced on a diamond, it was hot out.
And it was.
And then we played games, and then it was over.
And it was like every other day or something, like, oh, today's one of the days that we do practice. It wasn't every day.
No.
And it certainly wasn't year-round. But you know what? There's big money to be made, as we mentioned yesterday, in sports.
Big money, man.
I guess that's that.
Sports, it's crazy.
Is there any part of you that, because obviously I know that you are not looking forward at all to your boys moving out of the house.
No,
you know, moving out of the house. Is there... Any relief in, like, you know, the sports stuff being over, or do you love every aspect of it?
No, I like every... I mean, except for the cost.
Yeah. But the cost is going to be replaced by college anyway.
Right. And the cost is worth it.
Yeah.
You know.
So, okay.
I hear people complain all the time, and, you know, whatever. People, you know, enjoy different things, but, you know, like driving 2 hours to go to a baseball game. To me, that's 2 hours in the car with my kid. I just get to hang out with him. He normally wouldn't probably do that.
True.
So.
Some parents don't go to all the games already. Mm-hmm. I think some parents feel obligated to. And so those are the parents that are probably like, Jesus Christ, this never...
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, it's a valid complaint. I'm not saying, you know, but I just always kind of looked at it like, you know, all right, well, a little bit more time.
When it comes to the paid stuff, do they tell you, like, hey, look, if you want your kid to have any chance at all of being serious about the sport and playing into college, you basically have to do this. Because of the way the system is set up.
I mean, they don't say that.
But the internet,
people,
it's the consensus.
Yeah.
It's like people who think, I would like my kid to have a chance.
If he wants to
play on
play baseball
if they want.
In college, then he's going to have to do this.
Parks and Rec won't be enough.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Which, when I was a kid, I'm sure there were other things, but I mainly just remember Parks and Rec. And I think a lot of those kids that went on to play college football... When they were little, they played Parks and Rec football,
and then they played
in school.
High school is the same for football.
Okay.
I think high school is still, like, the last sport that's still, it's like high school's it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go play anything else but high school.
Yeah, it's a very good...
But basketball, they have all those AAU. I don't know anything about basketball, but it feels like it's all the McDonald's tournaments. You see them on TV, all those kids.
Yeah.
Club basketball stuff, and then baseball, and soccer's been that way forever.
Right, soccer started in like the 70s. Do they say which sport is the most expensive if you're trying to give your kid the best shot? Is it baseball?
I
had never thought about basketball before, but I'm sure they have similar... camps and everything
yeah,
else set
do,
up for
sure.
All that.
And they'll go
year round.
Places the kids are good. Yeah,
it's not like me just going once to that basketball camp in the summer that probably costs $50. They probably have to do similar stuff, travel and everything else.
Yeah, so, like I said, I don't know anything about basketball. I coach a basketball team right now, but it's kids who don't want to play really.
Right. That thing that we watched about the little.
Not that they don't want to play. They're just like all football players, and I don't know.
It's not their passion.
My kid asked me, it was like, "You want to coach a team with me?" And some of those guys you coached in football? I'm like, in basketball? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's good.
We're going to try to win 2-0. You are not going to drive the lane on this team, I promise you.
I've said
we're going to lay the smackdown on them.
So can you...
I think they were all shocked when I came out there. Because I know all those kids really well. I've coached some of them since they were...
Six.
Maybe even earlier, some of them. I was like, what do you guys want out of this? And they're like... I'm like, because I want to ask you. Do you guys just want to have fun and you don't care? I said, because what's going to happen is I come out here to coach you guys to have fun, and you know, within 30 minutes, I'm going to lose my ass because I'm overly competitive. So you have to tell me now that you don't care. And some were like, dude, I don't care. I just want to have fun. I think the most one was like, yeah, you know, I'd like to have fun and be kind of competitive. So I was like, all right, well, then just slow it down. We're good. Because my first instinct is like, boys, we are going to get in shape. And they're like, no.
But are you confident that them telling you, like, we just want to have fun is going to be able to change that mentality in you, that competitiveness that's like, what the hell are you doing? You're
too old
for this.
Because 30 minutes into it, I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
Okay.
Quit flailing your arms around. What are you, uncoordinated son of a bitch?
That's the same kid since 5 years old.
I
remember that kid. Yeah.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
All right, tell me about this Detroit City priest.
Okay, so do approach this with an open mind.
Okay.
Because I think people think priest, and then you automatically go, oh, what's next? And you have some ideas of what's next. And there is a child involved in this, so you go, okay, well, I've basically heard enough. Now, this is no ordinary priest, though. He is he's from Detroit. Which that's where he works, his church is at. But he travels the country. As a matter of fact, this incident that we're going to discuss happened when he was visiting a church in Illinois. But he's also a podcast host, a really popular podcast host, because he's an exorcist. And I guess...
He's an exorcist?
Yeah. He exorcises demons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I guess is called an exorcist. I thought the same thing when I read that earlier. I was like, is that the person
an exorcist
doing it? Yeah, but they said he is a self-proclaimed exorcist. Anyway, Father Carlos Martins, he's from Detroit, and the podcast is called The Exorcist Files. Ooh. I watched some clips of this guy talking about exorcisms and, you know, people being
possessed
and some of the things that he's seen. And, you know, people asking, have you ever seen someone levitate? Have you ever seen those things that happen in the movie? And it seemed like he was saying yes to all of those things. Now, we interviewed a guy a while back for our podcast, who does exorcisms and wrote a book about it. And he claimed to be kind of, it's a typical story, but like he never would have believed it, didn't believe in such a thing. And then he was asked to go watch something, and then he started to witness it with his own eyes, that sort of thing. It's an interesting story, because you are talking to an adult. Well, the question is always, do you believe it?
Right.
Do you believe it, or are you just grifting me? And with this guy, I don't know if he believes it, because he does seem like a pretty good salesman. And obviously, he's got a successful podcast. They called it successful, at least. I don't know. And so this guy travels the country. Now, I don't know if he just talks about how to do exorcisms when he travels the country or what. But for some reason, churches offer, you know, him to come visit, and that's what he does. And when he was traveling to Illinois, he had an incident that he had to turn himself in for. Now, it involved a little girl. She's a 13-year-old girl, and it involved her hair. Okay,
well, I don't think anything happened here because it was a girl. You don't hear priests molesting girls.
Once you go priest, child, Girl, it's like, eh.
Right? One of these things that's for an ACT test. I'm like...
And I really do mean approach this with an open
priest
mind.
Priest is to girl as, you know, I don't know, hot dog is to banana.
Like, yes, sugar is to gas tank, whatever. Right. It's one of these things that I could absolutely see being... I wish I could have seen it, because I wonder... When you describe it, it sounds ludicrous, and you go, oh, well, that sounds bad. But if you really think about it, like, could this have been blown out of proportion? I got a clip from the local news in Detroit.
It's alleged he approached a 13-year-old girl, asked about her hair, specifically if she ever used it to floss her teeth with.
And then it's alleged that he then picked up her hair, placed it in his mouth, and made a flossing motion.
A few minutes later, police say he sat in the pew behind her and started growling, yes, growling at her.
Okay, so... You will see headlines that say, priest grabs child's hair and flosses teeth with it. If you read a little bit more closely, it's that he gets the hair. It's not clear that he plucks it from her head or if it fell on her shoulder or what. But he picks up one of her hairs. He says, have you ever flossed your teeth with it? And he does a flossing motion. Now, that guy said that he put it in his mouth and did the flossing motion. One of the things I read just said he did a flossing motion with it. I don't know. But he picks up the hair, does a flossing motion, then sits down in a pew behind her and starts making growling noises. Why was he growling? No idea. But... Supposedly, there were a couple of other people there who said that they heard him making noises. Now, he turned himself in. It's a misdemeanor charge of battery.
What?
Yeah. Because they said for grabbing her hair to floss with. Now, if he pulled it out of her head, then maybe that's battery, right? If you pluck a hair out of somebody's head without the permission, I assume legally that that's battery. But, like, is that what happened? Because it depends on... Who's writing the story or who's telling the story? Did he just pick the hair up off of her? He said, have you ever used your hair to floss with? That makes me think, I just imagine that she's got a loose hair on her shoulder or something, right? And hell, they could have even been talking about flossing her teeth. I don't know. And then he says, you ever use your hair to floss with? Because it's long hair, right? This guy's bald. I don't know. Something dumb that doesn't make a lot of sense. And he picks it up and goes...
All right, well, it doesn't sound that far off as like a guy who thinks he's funny, but he's not.
Trying to be funny to kids.
Right, he's like, hey, look at how long your hair is. And he grabs, doesn't grab it, picks it up like, you ever floss with it?
Exactly.
Like she could take her hair all the way around her face and floss with it. The growling part, I don't know, unless maybe she's like... You weirdo, and got mad at him, didn't, and so he sits behind her, he's like, oh, you're mad at me, what I mean? Like,
I don't understand
none of
the growling
part. Sounds sexual or anything.
No,
it sounds to me, he's like, oh, she's mad, you know, like he was still having fun with her or whatever.
Yeah,
like, oh, you're mad at me, I'm so mad at you.
Or maybe she didn't even say anything about being mad at him. Maybe I could see that she giggled, and maybe he's trying to be funny again, sitting a few behind her, going, and there's other people around, and he's, surprise her or whatever. Again, I could see someone doing this thinking that they're being funny to kids.
Key Braggs is like, got your nose. Like that.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like on a preschooler's TV show where the guy talks to the animated host or co-host or whatever it is, or the puppet, like in Mr. Rogers, and says, oh, well, hey, do you ever use your hair to floss with it? That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Right.
That kind of dumb crap is in those shows. Now, this girl's 13. So, you know. His audience, maybe he was a little off. But maybe, I might even say hopefully, this guy doesn't spend a whole lot of time with kids alone. I don't know. Maybe he's just not, he's not a real funny guy. Maybe he's seen...
No, he's dealing with the devil constantly.
A lot of dark things, exactly.
So forgive him for a second if he doesn't know how to interact with children who aren't possessed.
Yeah. This guy, you know what he's guilty of? Seriously? Of being a priest. I think if he weren't a priest, we wouldn't be hearing about this. If someone said, hey, did you hear that they did a career day thing and the guy picked up one of the girl's hairs off her shoulder? So
a dentist?
Yeah, a dentist or just anyone.
I guess it would make a little more sense.
Make a little more sense with the dentist, yeah.
But so, yeah, I get the point being that...
Trying to be funny.
I think if somebody took a, the girl's hair is there and he's like, oh, you ever floss with this? Look how long it is. I don't think people would be like, man.
Right.
He wants to...
Exactly, but instead you get a headline now that says, Detroit priest uses 13-year-old's hair to floss his teeth, and you go, oh, because as soon as you see a headline that says priest, you go, what kind of weird sex thing is this priest doing? I mean, and that's not our fault, that's the Catholic Church's fault.
Right, no.
They've led us to that
brand.
Place. That's your brand now.
That's your brand, so we automatically jump to conclusions. Now, after I've heard just a little bit of the story, here I am defending a priest, which, You know, wouldn't have had that in my bingo card.
No, for this day, let alone this month or year.
This year.
So, yes, exactly.
That said, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's anything.
This sounds manufactured
actionable.
To me.
Yeah.
It sounds manufactured to me. And the fact that he's in legal trouble, I think he's in legal trouble because he's a priest. Now, I don't know if he's allowed to talk about it or not, but Snowcone, we should try and get him on the show. I mean, the guy is a podcast.
What's his name?
Make sure I get it right. Father Martins. What's his first name? Carlos Martins is his
what
name.
What church?
And I don't know. The name of his show is The Exorcist Files. He was visiting a church in Illinois. They said this morning the name of his church in Detroit, but I'll look it up for
you.
Yeah,
let's see if we can get him on. Tell me what it was. We want to defend him on the girl, and then we want to talk about exorcism because we think that's cool anyway.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
All right. We're going to do the news coming up. Still a lot of talk about that plane crash the other day. And Trump has another theory. I know you mentioned one of them yesterday. He's got another one today. And there's more people being subjected to Senate confirmation hearings. I saw Tulsi Gabbard on TV.
Somebody said she's not going to make it.
Really?
I saw, but I was like, I don't think all these people are going to make it. Like, but, I mean, that was just my feeling. But then they were like, oh, Tulsi Gabbard.
She was the one they kept showing a straw poll for. They were like, updates on the Tulsi Gabbard. I was like, why don't they do this with everyone? So maybe it's because they thought she might not make it.
She's running into problems? I don't know why, though.
I don't know. She's attractive.
She did that first. She was running for president as a Democrat?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I sent her $20.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't know anything about her. And at the first debate, she came out, I was like, hey, you know what? You got some decent things to say. And she kind of fell into that.
She's very anti-war.
Yeah, that John Kerry, me, her. Like, hey, I like to see Democrats who've been to war.
Yeah.
Who are, like, not interested in going again.
Right.
You war hawks, you know what I mean? Like, so I was like, oh, let me send her $20 and see what she has to say. But then I know people are like, oh, now she's a Russian spy and whatever. But I was like, I haven't heard anything from her since they're kind of like, yeah, you're not going to be president. And I was like, well, that was $20 down the drain. I haven't heard anything from her. And then all of a sudden, you know, you hear, you know, little things. They went like, Tulsi Gabbard, she's a works for Putin. I was like, what?
That's the thing. I was going to say,
okay,
spy and friend of Putin.
Weird.
Friend of Putin.
And then you're like, now she's going to be something. You know, it's like, I have no idea. Like, I literally have no idea.
To me, it's the same as if someone says the name, like, Jordan Peterson. Okay, do people like him? Well, they're very split. Some people really hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And I go, you should ask someone else. I'm not sure exactly.
Right.
It's something about, I'm not exactly sure. I think there's something. Same with Tulsi Gabbard. It's like, I know that some people think she's a Russian spy. I know she used to be a Democrat, and I know that, like, I think Joe Rogan likes her because she's been on his show quite a bit. They seem to get along, don't they? I've heard that he says good things about her. I don't know if he does still. But mainly, you know, what I know is that she's real pretty. I know what she looks like. She's real. I like that gray streak, you know.
And she's well spoken.
Yeah, she's
well spoken. Like, from the debates, like, she was well spoken for
like
sure.
Olivia Munn.
She does a little bit. But that streak, that gray streak, it really does something. But they all seem smart to me, you know, because they're all a lot smarter than me. So I don't know. But you say maybe she won't make it. That could be true. I saw the live updates
Tulsi
on the
Gabbard
straw polls.
An Edward Snowden problem.
That's
what they're saying. Tulsi Gabbard won't call Snowden a traitor. It could sink her. Tulsi Gabbard's Edward Snowden problem.
When was that? That's a recent thing?
58 minutes ago from MSN.
That's
so
ridiculous.
Okay.
He's not a traitor.
Weird. Yeah, you wouldn't think that people would be. That seems like such an old issue, too, and people are just kind of split on it anyway. So.
Like Assange or something.
Right. Tell us how you feel about Snowden.
I have to be honest with you, I get him confused.
I think a lot of people do.
Snowden and that other dude.
Assange?
I don't know which one.
I think a lot of people do. Well, we'll do the news. I think we covered most of the Tulsi stuff. There's going to be a little bit more to cover, but we'll do the rest of the news coming up next.
The Church with the Church of Laszlo.